Shmaitza, Sunday night, so it's now Dalet of, and we're up to Shmaitza Gimel, Perek Tezayin, and now we're moving back into the world of Chazaka Dahashta. And everybody remembers Chazaka Dahashta, and everybody remembers that the Shmaitza was a very big opponent of Chazaka Dahashta, except now we're going to learn that he's not such a big opponent after all, perhaps. And what he said was, just to get clear, that the Chazaka Dahashtas that we find in Shas are always L'chumra and always for Truma and Kotchim. Those usually, I hope not usually, I hope always, it's in the realm of Tumma V'Tahara, and we say it L'chumra for Truma V'Kotchim. That's what he said till now. But now he's saying as follows, Roy L'Sapek, but now he's saying, maybe not so Pashut. Hecha de Isra Chazoka de Meikara, Ba'ofan de Leka Chazoka de Meikara. In other words, he's being careful with his words, because many times Chazoka de Meikara is Isra, but it still exists. It's Chazoka. There's a Reyusa, but you follow Chazoka de Meikara. When the Reyusa creates a Sofek, that's not a terrible Reyusa. But sometimes there's a Reyusa that blows it out of the water. And really, you can't talk about Chazaka de Meikara anymore. We'll have such a case later on in the Perek. We'll explain there is no Chazaka de Meikara. The thing changed, and it was supposed to change, and you know it's going to change. And you just have a suffix, let's say, what time today it changed. So you can't use Chazaka de Meikara. It's talking about Boigeris. It was supposed to change today. So today there's no Chazaka de Meikara existent. So when there is no Chazaka de Meikara, he has Linan Basar Shas Mitziyasa. Is there Chazaka Dahashta Me'ikar Hadin? Is there a concept of Chazaka Dahashta when there's no Chazaka de Meikara for whatever reason? Perhaps we're going to see it doesn't exist in a particular case, or perhaps it's been cancelled out. Perhaps it doesn't exist because legally it's been cancelled out by another Chazaka de Meikara, an opposing one, which leads you to a different conclusion. Like the Chazaka de Meikara of Cheskas Tuma is cancelled out by the Chazaka de Meikara of the mikveh that says it was full.
It's cancelled out, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it didn't exist.
But it cancels out enough that maybe the Chazaka de Hashta could sneak in there and be declared the winner. That's what he wants to know. If it either doesn't exist or it's been cancelled by another Chazaka, these are the two examples he's going to have in the course of this parak. His shaila is, very simply put, when there is no Chazaka de Meikara, whether then there is really truly Chazaka Dahashta. The Efshar at Kanlo Yamrinam Lo Mahani Chazaka Dahashta, that there's no such thing as a Chazaka Dahashta, it doesn't help. The commotion of Urbe Prokam Akodmim, as I talked about, Elamishum Duma Chazaka Demeikar Adifa. Really, it's a question of the overpoweringness of Chazaka Demeikar. Aval Hecha Delekas a Chazaka Demeikar. Then Azlina Bosu Chazaka Dahashta. Ain't no such thing. You don't go backwards. There's no conceptually. If it's like that, so then we go back in time and we say it was always like that until such time that we know it wasn't like that. Maybe there's no such thing. And whenever we find the Gemara referring to a chazaka type idea, kishas mitziyason havi chazaka ela lechaymer truma v'kotchim. For the Chayra Nira, the Shmaitza is going to give us different interpretations of good old Tarte L'Reyoso that Rose are very familiar with. And there's really, and we know that when there's Tarte L'Reyoso, the setup of Tarte L'Reyoso is that you have a Chazaka de Meikara that did change. We know now, Hare Choser Lefonecha, Hare Blank Lefonecha. And also there's an opposing Chazaka de Meikara. Let's say the classic case would be the mikveh. It has a cheskas kashrus, a cheskas that the mikveh was full, and now it's choser, hari choser lefanecha, and the person that we're clearing about has a cheskas tuma. So that's your classic Tarte L'Reyoso case. You have the case of Tevel, and it's tome lefanecha, and Tevel. So Tarte L'Reyoso wins, meaning we follow the Reyosa. We say it's Tomei. But now, the Shmeitzer never really got into the kishkes of the mechanics of Tarti L'Reyosa, which he will proceed to do here. L'chayra nira mehodi amrina b'mikvah shenimdad v'nimtzu choser d'chol atayra shenasu al gabov tomei bein bishus ha-yachad bein bishus ha-rabim from Tarti L'Reyosa cheskos tomei v'reichosu l'fanecha. Those, that's the Tarti L'Reyosa v'abalei badai tuma u'mashma mishum. So he said, L'chayra, this will be the mechanics, the physics of how that works. L'chayra, it works as follows, he says, that the two chazakas cancel each other out, the two chazakas d'meikaras, cheskos tuma versus cheskos d'meikara, they cancel each other out, and you're left with the chazakas d'hashta, areichos alufanecha. L'chayra, that's how it works. U'mashma mishum d'neged cheskos mikvah, ikah cheskos tamei. The nishar, so what's left standing after the dust settles, is chazaka d'hashta d'chosol l'fanecha. Mishmochi habli vaday d'aslina boz ha'ashta, and that creates a vaday because that's the only word in chazaka. So that answers my shaila. And no chazaka d'meikara, you can follow chazaka d'hashta. Says the Shmeitzer, no, maybe it works with different mechanics. V'efshad the hosom shiny dika cheskos tamei. The winner is the cheskos tamei. Avogav dika negdo cheskos mikvah. Either is an opposing force of the chazaka d'meikar mikvah. So we say, no, mikomo gom cheskos tamei odif shehi shleima, because it has no reyusah. The amino nadayinu tamei, because that's an unflawed chazaka d'meikara. And the chazaka of the mikvah is flawed because harei chaser lefanecha. So we're not, in other words, it's not numbers, two different mechanics. If you had a blackboard, it would be the chazaka's tome, the chazaka de meikara of tome, and the chazaka de meikara of the mikvah cancel each other out. And the winner is chazaka de hashta of harei tome lefanecha, that's a chazaka. Or no. The winner is the cheskos tome. And the chazaka de meikara loses to the cheskos tome, because it's a flawed chazaka, harei tomei lefanecha, harei chosel lefanecha. So it's not, we're not even looking at the harei tomei lefanecha as a chazaka d'hashto, we're looking at it as a flaw, F-L-A-W, as a flaw in the chazaka d'meikara of the mikvah. And you say a flawed chazaka against an unflawed chazaka, so the unflawed chazaka wins. And that's the mechanics of every Tarti L'Reyosa, and therefore we do not have an answer to our shaila. When there's no chazaka de meikara, is there a chazaka de hashta? Let me just read it first, please. V'efshet the hosom shani did the cheskos tamei. Avogav di konek do cheskos mikva. Ikomu gom cheskos tamei odiv shehi shleima. Tamrinan adayin hu tamei. Avog cheskos mikva ketia. It's flawed, cut off, kiva the chasol of anecha. Avog hecha de leka chazaka klal, perhaps, lo mahani chazaka d'hashta, there's really no such thing as a chazaka d'hashta. Yeah, well,
you said in that scenario, in that physics of it, so the harei chasel of necha is not a chazaka, it's not a chazaka d'hashta.
Right.
So it's not a chazaka, so then why does that, and what, how, why does that flaw, or what do you want to know?
It's certainly flawed. Chazaka the meikara says,
we want to know what happened in the mikvah. We want to know when the tumor went into the mikvah, what happened. Isn't that our, we want to clear?
Yeah.
So we want to clear that. So if we're not going backwards in time with this harei chaser lefanecha, so who cares? So it ended now. So now I know that a minute ago.
You don't hear that the chazaka the meikara is flawed if we know that it changed. The idea of chazaka is that the status quo remains, but here we know it changed. We just don't know when.
No, we
chazaka don't. The tame, we could say it didn't even change.
But the only if we say it's a chazaka, do we have a habit that changed before?
I don't see why. The word chazaka is not a magic word. The ma'aseh is chaser, so the chazaka the meikara is flawed.
But
because we know it did change. You don't have to go backwards. It's flawed. You know it changed.
Without just going backwards, how did it? So what?
I don't know what you call going backwards. The going backwards is a, oh, I didn't think you meant that we should learn this page next. Going back in time is a psak, and that's if it has a din chazaka, so you paskin the chazaka, and you say we're going to use the present state, which we're going to give the chashivas of a chazaka. Remember, we talked about this a few weeks ago. that there's a certain legal choshuva status to something. In other words, it's something is not just tummy. It's very conceptual. It's an idea. Something is not just tummy. It's becheskas tummy. Something is not just usser. It's becheskas isser. That's a very lumdish point. So what the Shemaitz is saying is that Chazak Da'ashta does not have. It's a contradiction in terms. There is no such thing as a Chazak Da'ashta, but we're calling it Chazak Da'ashta just because that's what we're calling it, for lack of a better term. He's saying the present matzav does not have the chashivas of a chazaka that we will go back and paskin that an hour ago was also like this. But we're not looking to paskin an hour ago was like this. All we're using it for is to say that pragmatically speaking, that chazaka de meikara did change. The chazaka de meikara that says assume no change, but we know that at some point in time it changed, and now we're just talking about when.
And that's the definition of the flaw.
That's a flaw. But it's not a chazaka. It's a practical, real, true flaw.
So how can the flaw go back in time? I don't understand.
It doesn't have to go back in time. It just has to say, this is a ra'ua chazaka, because we see it did change. And the Tchaskus Tameh, Takah never changed. We're able to say it never changed.
No, then the other question is on that. The Tchaskus Tameh doesn't have a little shadow over it. You know, we know for a fact it went to the mikveh.
It has a suffix.
So it's not so.
If we wouldn't have a suffix, you wouldn't need chazaka in the first place. Of course we have a suffix.
So it's not so pristine. I don't know.
You're making up your own klolim. The fact that we have a suffix is not a reyosom. You don't hear the difference between.
No, I went over it. I just haray chazaka v'necha. If it's not chazaka v'hashda,
it's not chazaka.
So worried about. So what? So now.
No,
it's not
that's not true. Stop. The words you just said are not true. Because when we're saying it's not a chazaka v'hashda, it means we don't paskin. We don't use it to go back in time and to paskin the past. We're not looking to paskin the past. We're only using it to say that the chazaka de meikara is flawed, that it did change. You want the chazaka de meikara to say the mikvah did not change, no change, status quo, but we know that at some point in time it changed. It's not a terrible flaw, meaning it doesn't, because we still don't know when it changed. But it's flawed, and the Shmaitz is saying there's a difference that the Pshat and Tarte de Reyosa is that an unflawed chazaka will be the flawed chazaka.
Is that based on the thought process, if you will, that because it's flawed, then you can't use it?
No, or it's just a comparative strength thing.
Okay.
It's like saying Ruba b'chazaka, Ruba agus. This is stronger than that. The Nira, so the Shmaitz is saying, so I don't have a raya from there. You know, the truth is, if you learn the sugya, the Marshal learns one way, and this question of the Shmaitz, how to understand the mechanics of Tarta de Reyosa, comes out of the sugya there. When you learn the sugya there, I think the Marshal learns one way, and the Marshal learns a different way. It's a discussion there. The Pnei Yeshua, it's a discussion of the acronym. He doesn't bring them down at all. He just says the two ways of learning. Let me be matim what he says a little more to address your concern. If you remember, the mashmos of the Gemara seems to be clear that in a matchup between the Cheskas Toma and the Cheskas Kashrus of the mikvah, it wouldn't be a suffix, but the Cheskas Kashrus of the mikvah would win. And the question is why? So we saw in some Rishonim, I think, pretty sure, and we said also that the mikvah is the more Makori suffix. The more Makori suffix. But there's really a svara the other way too, which you said, if you remember, that maybe the mikvah is the more Makori suffix because the person is dependent on the mikvah, not vice versa, but the person is the more pragmatic on the table shiloh. We don't care about the mikvah anymore. so to speak, because now the mikvah's no good. We know it's no good now. So as we move forward, we know the mikvah's no good. So that's a more theoretical shaila. The mikvah is the more theoretical, and the person is the more practical, because we have to know how to move on. With the mikvah, we don't have to know how to move on. Oh, we know how to move on. We know it now. It's no good. Not a good mikvah. So there's a svara really to say that the cheskos, the maisa, the other svara wins. Meaning, we say that the makori safek would win. The not makori safek, even if the not makori safek is more. Is more to the point, is more the pragmatic. Like Rav Shimon talks about, like we're talking tachlis. So maybe it doesn't take that much to give the edge to the cheskas tumah over the cheskas mikvah, because maybe the whole cheshbon that the cheskas mikvah is better than the cheskas tumah is not inviolate svara, because you really have a svara fakir also. Hello? Yeah, is this an emergency? I'm in the middle of shiur. Okay, so call me after 10. Okay. Did you understand what I'm saying? I'm bringing closer a seichel why maybe it doesn't take that much to give primacy to the cheskas tumah over the cheskas mikvah, because anyway we're sort of ambivalent about it. We're not ambivalent, it's very clear, but maybe there is a svara both ways. So if we can give the edge to the cheskas tumah of the person, it's not such a terrible thing, because there is a svara that it should be odif anyway. Okay. V'nira, Shmaitza says, Tavir v'machleika shnuya. Now if we remembered everything that we learned, from here to the end of the parak, it would be a piece of cake. It would be like very simple. We would just read it and say, yeah. But probably we don't remember everything we learned, but it's definitely going to sound vaguely familiar. So it'll be easier to learn than if we had to break virgin ground. It's very interesting. He has a sugya where Rashi's way of learning and Tosis' way of learning is this shaila. Perikas or Yusuf Idmar, we've had this case before. Kitcha via Bederech, the day she's supposed to become a Bogeret. She's supposed to become a Bogeret this way. In the morning, the father was Makadashah, just to Ruvain. The Kitcha Atzma Ba'ir. And the question is, that's later in the day. And she did it to someone else. Tiddle on the roof, you know. The father did it to the butcher, and she did it to the tailor. You know the story, Bezach? How come that we remember? That we remember. Arehi Begeris. And she's a Begeris now. It's the day she's supposed to become a Begeris. She could have become a Begeris at any time. The day the certain simonim were going. So what's the din? Rabba Marei Begeris Lefanenu. We follow the Hashta, and we say that at the time of the Kiddushin of the father, she was also a Begeris. Shmuel Amar Chayshin LeKiddushin Shneya. The Gemara has a discussion and ends up saying LeTzvicha the Kiddush B'Yomid the Mishlam Shis. This is the day she's supposed to, the end of the 6 months. Between Iris and Bagrus, Rabba Mare Begeris Lefanenu, and the Hashta Begeris, with Safra Nami Begerisi, Shmuel Amar Hashta Hunda Bagra. The Gemara says, Name of Ketanoi, and that brings us back to Machlaikas Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nosson, that someone gave over, wrote out a Matana, a Shtar, giving away all of his Nechasim, and now he's saying he was sick when he wrote it, he was a Shchivmara. And therefore now he could be chayzer from the matana, because now he recovered from his illness. So he was a shchivmara when he wrote it. And they're saying no. Mi motzi miyad mi. Who's the muchzok and who's the motzi? Who wins? Who motzi miyadam below raya? That's what the Yaakov says. Even if he's a bori now, he can be motzi miyodom, v'hein ein motzi miyodom b'loi raya. Divrei Reb Yaakov. He's considered the muhsuk, meaning that he could take the chasum back. Rav Nosson Omar, no, in bori hu, alav lavi raya shoya shchimera, we follow the now. V'yim shchimera hu, aleyam lavi raya. Lema Rav Domek Rav Nosson, ishmo Domek Reb Yaakov. And the Gemara says, no, Amalucho Rav, Ano Adyam Refiluk Reb Yaakov, Akali Kom Reb Yaakov also. The reason Reb Yaakov doesn't follow the Hashto, where he's Bori, Dikla Meimer Hamid Momen Al Cheskoso. He is considered the Muchsuk, yet the Sofik of Matana was Chal, so he's considered the Muchsuk, and that overpowers everything. So he could say, I was sick, because he's considered to be the Muchsuk. Aval Hocha, but over here, Minema Havid Agufal Cheskoso, there's no Chazoka against the Hashto. The Gemara seems to be saying, there's a Chazoka against the Hashto, the moment, Cheskos moment, and here there's no Chazoka against the Hashto, so therefore you follow the Hashto. Because of Rashi's Al, Rashi explains the Gemara there as follows. Mikel Meimer Hamein Agufas Cheskoso V'Teve Naira. There is no Chazoka to make Kara, Rashi says. That's what he means to say. Because he's bothered by, well, just like there is a Cheskos moment, here is a Chazoka to make Kara. So Rashi explains the Gemara quickly and says, no, that's the point. There is no Chazoka to make Kara. Why? Because on the day that she's supposed to change, and she taka changed, so today you can't use Chazoka to make Kara. It was supposed to change today, and it changed. Yoima de Mishlam Shin, says Rashi, Ein bo loy cheskos nairus, loy cheskos boy geris. So yoima yomedes lehishtanois, today is the day of change, and there's no chazoka today. Uvor mishitas Rashi, so what comes out according to Rashi? The sviru lay, the chivin de leka chazoka de meikara, as lina posahashka, because as the Gemara said, there is no chazoka de meikara. And Rav therefore follows the Hashto. Mishmoch Yisrael the Rav, Arehi Begeres Lefoneinu. The Kaimelon Karav, Mishkudah Rambam, Uvatur Uvashulchan Aruch. So, Lechoira, according to Rashi, the Paskening like Rav is Paskening Chazoka the Hashto when there is no Chazoka the Meikara. Omnam, however, Midibri Yatoisus Mashma. Shemoya Sofik Shokul Biyoma the Mishlam Shis, the day of the end of the 6 months. Loihavi Azlin and Basa Hashta. Why? I ain't shum betoys it. I watched Shat in the Gemara. The Gemara seems, Rashi seems to be saying simple Shat in the Gemara. I ain't shum betoys it if you're maskal me equal the memor hamid kufal chaskasoi. Zel shine a pirish with heavy naira. Yoim of the Mishlam Shis, are Asuya the Stanois, the MK Aimbo Cheskos Nairus, Velechazoka the Baiku. That should be Zelish on a Pirish Rashi. Rashi. Not Pirish, but Pirish Rashi. You have Pirish Rashi, what words do you have? If the Zelishono.
Pirish.
What? It should probably be Pirish Rashi. He's saying over Rashi. Okay, that's what it is, it's Rashi. Veri Pirish, the Regilus ain't love of Mitzafra. Oh. The Shmaitz interpret that as a rove. The rove times it comes in the morning. That's what Tosus throws in there. Gachkos of Tosus Reish Nida. To be a masculine Hashtahu de Chazoi. The Zelda Shono Varab Domer Perkas or Yuchs and Arabi Begeros the Fanenu. The Yom of the Mishlam Shiv, the Leikomer has to do the Bogra. I am assuming the Regilus Cyrus love of Mitzafra. Tyson says it explicitly in the Sechas Nidah. Okay, no, it's the same word, not explicitly. Regilus, same thing. So therefore, that's the Shmaita considers that a rove.
It wasn't just more Tosfos before?
What?
We were saying it should have been Rashi. Wasn't it just a continuation of Tosfos?
I don't think so, because the Pirish was Rashi. You're saying today there's no chazaka. So there's no chazaka in the Nairus, well, no chazaka in the Bagrus. Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. Rashi says clearly it's chazaka de hashta, and Tosfos says regilus, lavo in the morning. Now Tosfos himself asks if Rav has the Rov, if that's what where Rav's coming from, the Rov. Why did the Gemara ever think to compare Rav to Rav Nosson? By Rav Nosson, there's no Rov. So Tosfos says there is. I look up the Rav Dafka Masayos Kamar Hasanami, Roy Vaylam Briame. There is a Rov against, there is a Rov that's helping the Chazaka Dahashta. There is a Rov saying, hey, most people are Briam. It's not just the Chazaka Dahashta of Hare Bori Lufanecha, but there's a Rov that most people are Briam. This Lolamema, the Bori Hoya Kamoshu Akshavat Kalashonu. Agaponim Tosfos says that the reasoning of Rav and the reasoning of Rav Nosson is, or Rav Yaakov, is not just Chazaka Dahashta, but Rov. In both cases, by the Simon and Rov times, it comes in the morning. So it's not based on the Chazaka Dahashta, hey, she's a Megaris Lefaneinu, so we'll say she's even a Megaris Lefaneinu, but rather Rov times, it comes in the morning. And the same by the Bori, it's not just you're a Bori now, but there's a Rov. V'im kein mashma, daf kemishim de Rubaninu. I have a Sufik Shokul. I will give the Chazaka Isra. So he has constructed a machlekes Rashi Tosfos, whether when there's no chazaka de meikara, which in the case of Begeris, whether you follow chazaka de hashta or not. Rashi says yes, Tosfos says no. V'yesh mokum iyun, v'vimashik asabda b'shitas Rashi, v'hecha deleka chazaka kama, azlina b'sa hashta. Right? The kosher, I have a kasha on that. The hod that Samaperk based the nida, they had tashmish, and afterwards, dimsum shalot, tmeyan, chayovin korban, because where else did the dam come from? If you found it on his aver, dimsum shalot, so if it's osyom, if there was dam immediately mamish, then tmeyan, chayovin korban, achatos. Lachasman, a little bit of time, Tumeyan mi Safek, Turin mi Karbon. Is there Lachasman? Kadesh Terin mi Lamito with a Diach Poneo. Akachach Matamal Meis Lameis, Vena Matamal is Boyal of the Chul. Vomber Shom mi Gemara, that here it says, Turin mi Karbon. It's a Safek. But in the Bryce it says, Vachayob an Oshim Toli. It's a Safek, so you gotta bring an Oshim Toli. If you remember all the way back to Shmaitza Aleph, that whole discussion, that an Oshem Toli requires that you have Osir and Hetner and you don't know which happened. So that's what the Tana of our Mishnah holds. You need Chatichachas Mishtei Chatichas. So in our Mishnah, it's not like that. It's Chaticha Achas. Sofik Baal Nida, when they treat Nidam, it's considered chaticha achas, and the brisa holds you bring an oshem toli even the chaticha achas. V'hasam al karchoch. Now wait a second. When she found it al shalom, b'kdei shir hazeh leka chazaka kam. Moy chazaka lohay oshem toli. The brisa says is oshem toli, so it must be there's no cheskos tyra. Because if you found them within such a short amount of time, so you can't use chazaka. You can't use chazaka to say 1 second ago she was tor, 2 seconds ago she was tor. In effect, there's no cheskos tyra. That's what the Shmaitza says. If there would be a cheskos tyra, it wouldn't be an oshem toli. It would be potter from a korban. No one's going to hold. You have to bring an oshem toli if you have a chazaka. So there's daka no chazaka, and that makes sense because it's a second or two afterwards. Now he wants to know, so wait a second, but then according to Rashi, if there's no chazaka de meikara, then you'd have to bring a chatas, because it's chazaka de ashta. Now she's talking, so why are you bringing an oshem toli? Because it's a safek. You should bring a chatos because you have a chazok in the hashto. According to Rashi, that there is a chazok in the hashto. There can't be a chazok in the meikara, which would be in this case cheskos tahor. Obviously, there's not because there's one day I mean, you bring an osham talui, the brisa, and the mishnah is only chaylik because he holds you need chaticha b'shtei chatichas. So that means you have a case for an osham talui. So then you can't say there's a chazok in the meikara. And we're very fine with that because logically, Yitaka wouldn't apply chazok in the meikara because he changed the second later. So you want to know what she was a second or two or three before, you can't use chazok in the meikara. And I was guessing, according to Rashi, there's a chazok in the meikara, there's a chazok in the hashta. She saw a dam. So then why doesn't she have to bring a chatos? Hello? Yeah. It will be okay, I'll make it okay. You know, the lady, she was over at 1, so 2:30 is better than 2. If I have to, I'll take a taxi. Will be the ever. Okay, okay, bye. Bye. Okay, maybe you could talk to him. Tell you. No, no, get him to come back. I want people to, especially if we're making a scene, they should be here for the end.
I don't think he's gone. I think he's not here tonight.
He hasn't
tonight.
Been here for a few nights. Greenspan, forget about him. You don't have to talk to.
It would be nice if you miss Greenspan to come.
He's gone. He's a different person since the fall. He's like, the thought of coming here is. I mean, he comes in once in a while for a simcha, you see. And then there's Mavericks. Mavericks, like something.